Port on the bottom.
Yeah, it moved off the bottom on mine. Okay, you're being recorded now.
What?
Everyone be careful what you say.
Oh, he's not on yet?
You're on Wayu Torah.
There he is.
Okay. All right, Rabosei.
One second.
When we left off yesterday. Okay, everyone who has a camera, please turn it on if you're comfortable with that. Everyone who has a microphone, you could leave it on if you want to talk. You could mute it if there's background noise and only turn it on when you want to say something. And let us begin. We left off with the famous machlokas between the Reb Chaim and the Ktzos about the nature of the Nosan Biyada, about Nesinas Get. And let's see how I can do with the whiteboard here. One second. Okay, it's not the whiteboard in the classroom, but it'll have to do. And here was
Wow,
Rav Chaim, who said it's referring to a Hakna'ah. Here was the Ktzos, who said it was just a Maisa Nesina. And we had mentioned two nafkaminas in terms of this. One nafkamina was the Gemara and Daf Chof Amid Beis, and the Gemara, right, we said one and a half sugyas. The Gemara and Daf Chof Amid Beis, and the Gemara and Daf Chof Amid Aleph, according to Tosos, which is, what about a Tavla Shela? So, according to the Grach, it makes a lot of sense. Nicha, that it's no good, because he can't be mocked it for her. That it's possible meaning totally possible. According to the Ktzos, the Rav explained that it is a specific soul of a get hashayach la. It wasn't that it needs to be mocked, it's just a specific soul if it belongs to her. And he explained the reason was because it's not a significant mice in a sina, since you have to give it to her anyway, whether you like it or not. So that's not really called a mice in a sina. We also pointed out that theoretically you could say weren't very attracted to this, but you could say if you want in the middle, this doesn't seem to have the Ktzos is saying, but if you wanted to say a compromise, you could say like the Ktzos. But there's a special rule that he needs to own the get. Don't worry, if this crisis continues, I'll grow my fingernail and this will become much clearer. Maybe there's a special rule he needs to own the get, and then it would be Nicha that he needed to own the get and not her. Mehechitesha, there'd be a special rule he needed to own the get. Not 100% clear. There is this Gemara. We saw the last line, Daf Chof and Beis, called Sefer HaMakne. The Gemara at the bottom of Chof Beis is Sefer HaMakne. Rashi says that sounds like the shtar needs to be owned by the Makne, by the one who's giving it. Okay, could be there's a special rule that needs to be owned by him if it's representing his Das Mischayev, perhaps it needs to be owned by him in order to represent his das, not because the Rav Chaim's reason of akna'a, just because it needs to be owned by him, in which case this 1.5 gemaras would be nicha. The reason why this we might consider this possibility is because, just to remind us, we did see the Rishoni Ashkenaz held that the sofer needed to make sure the Baal owned the get before Ksiva. Why would the Baal need to own the get before Ksiva? Many Rishoni Ashkenaz said, just to make sure he owns it by the time we get to Nesina, but it's not really about Ksiva. The Rush implied it was really about Ksiva. Rav Chaim said it's because, or Rav Chaim said, in our Gemara, it's just so it shouldn't be Mechusar Aknoah being Ksiva L'Nesina, but you could say no, fundamentally, like the Beis Yosef, you need to write with your own thing in order to encapsulate your das. So there could be just a special rule the Baal needs to only get, in which case that would explain why Tavla Shula is no good and why Rav Chista had a Havin Apostle of Gittin. The second issue that came up is, that we also discussed yesterday, is Isuri Hana'a. How could you ever get on Isuri Hana'a? And I'm not going to repeat everything we discussed last time, but that's obviously very Nicha Lefi the Ktos, and the Ktos brings that as one of his proofs. His proof that Nasan B'yada does not mean Hakna'a is Isuri Hana'a. After all, there's no Kenya by Isuri Hana'a. He wants to be Achriya, at least in this piece in Siman Reish, that there's no Zachiya by Isuri Hana'a. So that proves just a Mice and a Sina B'alma. Otherwise, you'd have to say, to answer for Reb Chaim, if you said there's like the Ktos, the special rule he needs to only get, you'd have to say that. Like the Ritva and Ran, that there is ownership by Isuri Hana'a. And if you want to say like Reb Chaim, you have to go further. You'd have to say, like the Ritva and the Ran, plus also, if you remember, against the Chiddush of the Chiddush, but he brought a lot of Rayas, the Chiddush of the Ktsos in Siman Tav Vav, which was hard to get out of the Rayas, but the Rav worked on getting out of those Rayas, or, we pointed out, or, like the Yerushalmi, that Taka really a get Ali Surana's puzzle. Okay, that's sort of where we left off yesterday, if I recall correctly. The one other thing we pointed out was the discussion, the Piskei Tshuva. What about a get shel hefker? What if he writes the get on hefker property and he gives it to her? So the get shel hefker. What if he writes it on hefker property and gives it to her? So the Beis Yosef quoted a contrason who says he can't write it on the get of a third party because that is gezel. So the Beis Yosef said to him, that's not really true. Rather, the reason is that it has to belong to him. So the Piskei Tshuva quotes from this Bris Avraham, or a sefer called Bris Avraham that I'm not so familiar with, who says that this is now a nafkamina between the Kontrasim and the Beis Yosef. According to the Kontrasim, I think they call it this way, Kundres, but it's the same as Kundras. He said it is kosher. That works fine for the Ktos. The Ktos would be very happy with that. What could be bad with the get of Hefker? Maybe you can't steal the get. Maybe stealing the get is a problem. But what could be bad with a get of Hefker? However, the Beis Yosef says very clearly, you need the get shalo working off the rush. So that would work well according to Reb Chaim. And this is the also sort of the last thing we said about Pet, we didn't put on the board, that no, it needs to be the get shalo. If he needs to own the get, then obviously get of Hefker is not good enough. If he needs to, if he doesn't need to own the get, he just needs to do a Mais Nesina, then what's wrong with a Mais Nesina with the get of Hefker? The Rav makes another suggestion in Ishiurim. He says the same would be, what if the get belonged to a third party, but the third party didn't mind her keeping it? Or what if even she has to give it back to the third party? Hareza Gitech, you know, of someone else, Vaniyar shall someone else. So what if it's a third party, but it's not Gezel, but he sort of has the right to give it to her. So the Rav suggests that would also be enough to mean a similar to Getchel Hefker. You know, if there's a third party and he's not doing any Gzelin, so all he has permission to give it to her, then maybe that would be the same nafkamina. Okay, I'm going to erase this board in a second and continue. So if anyone wants another second, shout. If not, I'll erase the board.
Is that the maximum you can write on the screen?
That's the size of my screen. If I had a bigger touch screen, I could write more. I wish I had a bigger touch screen or I could write more finely. But right now, I can't figure out how to do any of those. So I think I'm going to keep going down. But in order to go down, I'll have to erase this board. Oops, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Whoa. Hold on. Give me a second.
Benash, you could try zooming out on your screen. Zooming in.
Oh, okay, one second.
If it's a touch screen, you'd use your fingers and like make a pinching gesture.
Whoa, let's see.
The opposite of a pinch.
Yeah.
Pinching. No, that doesn't seem to do anything.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, okay. So I think I'm going to continue. Okay. So to continue, the Ksos brings a few rayas for his yesod that you don't need a haknah. Where does the Ksos start from? He starts from the following interesting question. We know, the Gemara says a little later in the Masechet, that there's a concept called gito v'yodo ba'in ke'achas. In Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin, in the beginning of the eighth parak, Perak HaZorek, the Gemara asks the following question. He says, the Mishnah says, HaZorek get le'ishto in her chatzer, house chatzer, same thing. If you throw it to her in her chatzer, it's a kinyan chatzer. That's what he said, v'nasam b'yada, ein le'elik yada. You don't have to give it literally to her hand. You can also put it in her chutzner, in her property, and that's good enough because of a nasim chalbakum. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Masha kansa isha kansa bala. What property can she have? In economy, after she's divorced, she can have lots of property. But while she's divorced, masha kansa isha kansa bala, all her property is under the temporary ownership of her husband, because even nixay malug, which she keeps as her property, is under the temporary ownership of her husband. That's called the zechus of the husband of Achilas Peros. And therefore, if he puts it into her chatzer, he's giving it to herself. That's the yes. Chatzer Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila. Then they try to come up with all kinds of weird hefi timtzas of how she can have her own chatzer. And then in the end, they said, Rava says, Atu Yadam Ilokani Li Baal. Rava says, what do you mean? Even if he puts it in her hand, doesn't he get whatever she gets while she's married? There's a rule called Gitaviyad Banka Echad. It's basically you have two things which mutually cause each other to happen. If she's divorced, she can now be Kona in the Chatzir or Yad. If she's Kona in the Chatzir, she's divorced. It's one of these chicken egg things. So we say, yes, she's divorced to give her rights over her Chatzir, and her rights over her Chatzir make her divorced, even though you'd think the ball wouldn't get rolling. Nonetheless, get to the Yadavam Ka'achas, the big chiddush. If there are two things that are necessary to cause each other, we can use them as happening simultaneously and causing each other. But the Ksos points out, and I don't really know if anyone disagrees with him, he says that you could take this to an absurd conclusion. What if, Morty, I want to sell you my field? So what do? I write a shtar that harei sadai mechur lach, and I put it in the field. So are we going to say gito v'chatzir oban ke'achad? It's your field because you got the shtar, and you got the shtar because it's your field. The Ksos says that's ridiculous. The Ksos says I can't just write a shtar and put it in my field and consider that to be selling the field to you, because it never gets off the ground. Don't say, I'm putting the shtar in your field. It's not your field, so I'm not giving you the shtar. I'm not giving the shtar, so it's not your field. If two things are necessary to cause each other and neither of them has happened yet, then nothing happens. So says that's a pretty good svara. It's a pretty good svara that gita v'yado bon ke'echad, this idea that two things can cause each other and both happen simultaneously, doesn't really make sense. It should never get off the ground. I can't take a shtar, put it in my own house, and thereby sell my house to you or gift my house to you. So the question is, why does gita v'yado bon ke'echad work in gittin if it shouldn't normally work in regular dini mamonos? So the so says this is how we get started. This is the proof of his yesod. He said this establishes yesod. If you really needed to be machne your wife the shtar, then it wouldn't work. How are you machne her the shtar? It never gets off the ground. When you put it in her chutzer, it's still your chutzer. However, you don't need to be machne her the shtar. You just need to do a mais and a sina. Since all you need to do is mais and a sina and not a mais a hakna'a, therefore, he thinks that's what causes gita v'yad bon ka'achad to work in this case. Because all you need is a mais nesina. And therefore, when you're giving it to her, she doesn't actually have to own the get. You just have to give the get into some place that's shayach to her. And since this will be shayach to her when she's divorced, therefore, that counts as giving it to someplace that's shayach to her, and that's good enough for a mais and a sina. Mais and a sina doesn't have to be someplace that she owns the gamre. It just has to be someplace that she will own as soon as it happens. So if you ask why do we say by gittin, gita, let's say viyado or vachatsera, ba'in ke'echad, you know, if you're going to assume like the Tzos, it's a fair assumption, that we're not going to say this for everything in the Torah to actually sell you my house. So, according to the Tzos, it's very nicha. According to the Tzos, it's very nicha. Sorry, this is just repeating what was on the board before. It's Nicha. It's still called Nikra Maisa Nesina. It's still called the Maisa Nesina, even though I'm giving it into my own yard, not her yard, but since it will become her yard, that's good enough to be a Maisa Nesina. How does Reb Chaim explain this? So look over, Reb Chaim would explain it like I gave you from the Sefer Achiezer, from Chaim Ozer. Chaim Ozer says, maybe there's a different reason why it works here and it wouldn't work in selling you my field. Why? Because keep in mind, when I put the get in my wife's chutzer, it's not really my chutzer. It's really her chutzer. I just have rights in Achilas Peiros that interfere with her fundamental bailus. Fundamentally, it is her chutzer. It's not really comparable. When I put the star in my own house to sell to Morty, it's really my house and really not his. So it never gets off the ground. But when I put the get in my wife's chutzer to divorce her, it's really hers. I just have some superimposed rights on it which prevent her from exercising her rights. But since it's really hers, therefore, we can say, get to v'yad v'yad ta'achas, that since it's fundamentally hers, I'm just interfering with her rights because of my payros. The fact that she's about to be divorced, I'm going to lose this interfering right of payos, lets us look at the fundamental bailus, and fundamentally it's hers. So for the Reb Chaim, I would say, because it's really her chatzer all along. It's really her chatzer all along. Okay, that was bad. It's really your chutzer all along. So if you ask, if we're going to assume, which is a reasonable assumption, we're not going to take it to a ridiculous conclusion and say, right now, I scribble a little shtar and put it down right here on my desk in my house that I'm giving Morty my house that it's a valid kinyan, because I'm putting in my house, not his. We're not going to say gito v'chatzir b'an ka'achas. So why do we say it by gittin and not by regular staros. So the Ksos says, because by getting all you need is a mice and a scene to be Alma. A mice and a scene that is someplace that's about to be hers is good enough. Or that's not just about to be hers later, about to be hers now is good enough. And Rav Chaim would lechora say, like the Achiezer, that no, you need a real hakna of the get. How am I makner of the get if I put in my own chatzer? The answer is because it's really her chatzer all along. I'm just interfering with her rights. And get of Yadavan Ka'achas is enough to take away my interference, strip away the interference, and leave it on the basic identity of her chatzer. The Ksos brings another raya for this yisod, which is the idea of shtar shichur. We know that shtar shichur of an eved is very similar to get because of the gzeirah shava of la mei isha. So the Gemara says a shtar shichur of an eved needs to be written lishma. If it's not lishma, it's no good. So the kasha of the Ksos is this. The kasha is, but we know that an eved is compared to karka, and karka is nikna b'shtar. So if you write a shtar shichur shalo lishma, in a chanami, it doesn't work with Torah's comparison to get isha with Torah shichur. But it should work with Torah's kinyan. And eved is compared to two things, is what I'm saying. It's compared to get isha, la lama isha. It's also compared to karka. Why? It says, v'snachaltem osam livnechem achareichem l'reshes achuza, achuza means karka. So the Tosis kasha is this. If you write a shtar shichur shalo lishma, we know it doesn't work. But why not? Even if it doesn't work to be similar to get, it should work to be similar to karka. I'm not freeing the eved. But even if I don't free the eved, why can't I give him to himself with a shtar shalo lishma? After all, a shtar of karka doesn't have to be lishma. That's the Ktos's kasha. So the Ktos answers. He says, you know why? Because there's two ways I could transfer ownership of an eved. One way is similar to karka, and one way is similar to get isha. Similar to karka, I don't need the shema, but it doesn't work because I'm putting it in his hand, and I own him, and therefore I'm really putting it in my own hand. Oh, why not say get over yadavon ka'achas? Because if I'm saying it's similar to karka, that's dini mamonos. In dini mamonos, we don't say get over yadavon ka'achas. So if you ask, lama lo mehani. One second. Shtar shichrer shelo lishma midin kenyan karka. If an eved's compared to karka, let me write him shtar shichrer shelo lishma. And it'll work because I'm selling him to himself as if he's a piece of karka. So the Ktos answers very nicely. Says the Ktos. The Kinyan Ragil Lo Amrinan Ito Viyado Ba'in ka'achas. Since the Ktos says Gita V'yadavon ka'achas is unique only to get Isha and Shichur Eved, which are accomplished through a mice in a scene of Bialba, and not indeed a mominos where you need a hakna'a, therefore Shtar Shichur doesn't work Shalol L'shma, because then you need to be makdim the Shtar Shichur. And when you're talking about real hakna'os mominos, you don't say Gita V'yadavon ka'achas. What is Rav Chaim going to explain to this? Rav Chaim holds that the husband really has to be makdim to get to his wife as a regular financial transaction. And yet we say Gita V'yadavon ka'achas. And yet we say Gita V'yadavon ka'achas. So how's Rav Chaim going to answer this? So maybe like the Achiezer. The Achiezer is obviously trying to defend Rav Chaim here. He doesn't quote Rav Chaim, etc. I don't know if he knew what Rav Chaim said about it. But the Achiezer gives another answer. Here, we'll give him credit here. The Achiezer. Says the Achiezer, you know why it doesn't work? Because an eved is compared to karka. We discussed this last year in Bava Kamma a little. An eved is compared to karka, but a ben chorin is not compared to karka. Remember, we have this whole question of in the Rambam, chaval to be shnayim, and he says, lo chaval to be ela achas. Why that is considered modem mitzas, and why we don't say your patriks of karka. And one of the answers we saw in, I think, the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, or at least one of them, was because an Eved is compared to Karka, but a Ben Chorin isn't. And therefore, says Yachi Yezer, if you're freeing him, you're trying to make him Ben Chorin. And if I want to sell my Eved to Abe, then I can write a shtar because I'm treating him like Karka, and Eved is like Karka. But if I want to free him, then I'm trying to make him into Metaltalin, because a Ben Chorin is Metaltalin. And we all know Kinyan Shtar doesn't work for Metaltalin. So that's how the Yachi Yezer gets out of the Tosis proof. You can get out of all the Tosis proofs is what I'm trying to say. And Chorin, Pino, Metaltalin, I know that's controversial, but that's what a lot of Rishon and Vachronim hold, maybe even the majority. The Shtar ain't no kone metaltalin. Okay, so we get out of the Ksos's proof. The Ksos proof is one more proof. I'm not going to read the Ksos inside, but I basically just read the Ksos to you. The last proof of the Ksos, which is a very strong proof, is that how can you say v'nosam v'yada means he has to be makna her the get? There's something fundamentally lacking about the husband being makna the get to the wife, which is, of course, to be makna something to someone, you need das makna and you need das kone. And by get, we know that get works bal korcha. You don't need the das of the isha. I'm not talking about nowadays halacha l'maisa, we have chayrin v'nei gersha. I mean midoraisa. You don't need the das of the isha for get. And therefore, how about the fact that get bal korcha mahani? How about the fact that get works bal korcha? How can you give your wife a get bal karcha? I don't mean how can you divorce her bal karcha. That's what I'm discussing. How can you give her the get against her will? After all, if she says, let's say she's smart, she says, no, I refuse to be divorced and I refuse to accept this get. And you stick it in her hand, it shouldn't work because she's not kona. So then, nicha. For the ksos, it makes perfect sense. There's still a mice and a sina. What did the Ksos say? V'nasim biyada doesn't mean that you have to be, she has to acquire the get. She doesn't have to acquire the get. You just have to do a physical mice and a sina. And therefore, even if she says, I refuse to accept this get, it doesn't really matter because you've still done a physical mice and a sina. For Chaim, this is a weak point. If we say the husband needs to do a mice hakna of the get to his wife, then you can ask, he needs to a maisak nov to get to his wife, then how can he do it if she bal karch, if she refuses? I can never be makna anything to you against your will. So, l'chori, you just have to say b'dochak that it's a xeris, a cost of exception. We have nothing beyond it means he has to be makna to get to his wife. Normally, you can't be makna something to someone against their will. But since the Torah said you have to be makna to get to your wife, and since the Torah said you can divorce your wife against her will, therefore you put those two things the Torah said together, and you get a xeris akasov. You just have to say, it's always dachuk to say xeris akasov exception, but that's what you have to say. You have to say xeris akasov that she's kona the get, not just that she's divorced. The fact she's divorced, bal karcha, everyone agrees. But you have to say it's xeris akasov that she's kona the get against her will, even though normally you can't be kona things against your will. But in this case, you can be kona things against your will, Isaac.
For Rav Chaim, can you say the whole like dat alimta svara? Like this is why gittin, you need like super super das because it's like a totally one sided kinyan that the husband is like forcing into the wife, but the wife has no ability to be mekabel mitorat kinyan.
I'm not sure I understand exactly what you're suggesting.
Are you familiar with like the whole dat alimta, like super das that? Right, Rashef spoke about it this year. Like by kinyan and kiddush, you need a certain type of das. By gittin, you need like a super super das. I think someone explains that like one of the reasons you need super das by gittin is because like it's totally a one sided transaction. The husband is like he's the only actor in this hakna, and he has to put his full das into this because the woman is not adding anything to the kinyan.
Ah, and is what you're saying is that it's nicha that you need extra das mitzad the husband to make up, as it were, for the lack of das mitzad the isha.
Right.
Okay, I hear that. That would make sense. There is an inyan that you might need sort of a stronger das by gittin then by other things, I always assumed it was just midin, b'hayam lo tinsachin be'enav, the husband, you know, usually it only says, you do something. Here it says, and if you really want to do it, you do it. And lo tinsachin be'enav, therefore you need some stronger das, but it would definitely work very nicely, I agree. Maskim zayin. Okay, now if no one objects, I'm going to erase this board and continue going down.
Question and a point? First of all, just for Isaac, in my notes from Rav Shechter, it says that that idea of Das Lomta is actually Rav Chaim. So it would work very nicely.
Yeah, there is. I have to go back and see what he meant. If it's when Rav Shechter came this year, I had to leave in the middle to go give a different shiur. So I didn't hear everything he said. But I know there's a Rav Chaim about having a higher level of Das, but that's not only in Gittin, that's in Kiddushin also. So I'm not sure that would help us here.
I have it as Rav Chaim saying Gittin needs even higher than Kiddushin.
Yeah? Okay. All right. So you'll have to... anyway, that would work nice. That would work very nicely. I agree. Okay, I have to check out exactly how Rav Shechter knew that and what his mucker was, but I agree that would work very nicely.
Question.
Okay,
I don't know if this is saying the same thing in the Achiezer, but could you answer a little bit more simply for the graph that Gita Vyada Bain Kachas, or the Masha Kana Ishta Kana Bala, is that the woman is Kona first and then that gets transferred directly over the Baal, but it has to go through the woman first?
I think that's similar to the Achiezer. I think it's similar to the Achiezer, meaning what the Achiezer is saying is that it's definitely similar. Okay, whether it's exactly the same or not, there's no point debating. But it's definitely similar to the Achiezer, meaning Lu Yitzuyar, he really owned it, then you wouldn't say Gitav Yodaban Ka'achas. Since she really owns it, he just has a right. And I think Tzvi is saying very nicely to this Achiezer over here, that, one second. This Achiezer over here, Tzvi is saying, you can explain this a little better. It's not just that she fundamentally owns it all along, he just has an external right. It's that, how does it work that he gets everything from her property? It may be that it first goes to her, and then from her, it goes to him. Meaning, how does he get anything that goes into her chutzar? Anything that lands in her chutzar, he gets. How does he get it? Because it goes to her, and through her, it goes to him. In which case, now it makes perfect sense why you would make an exception and say, since it really goes to her and then goes to him, so here it goes to her, now she's divorced, now it stays with her and it doesn't go to him. So then it would make perfect sense. Thank you, Tzvi, that's a good suggestion. It would make perfect sense, and I think that might be Amkus the Achiezer. Hard to know, but it's certainly in the same general idea as the Achiezer, that really we would never say you get something because you got it. But over here, she gets it and then gives it to him. So she gets it, and then she got it, and then she's divorced, and then she keeps it, and then she doesn't have to give it to him. Works very nicely. Okay, continuing. If we go on to our Gemara on Daf, Chaf Amud Beis, there's a few sugyas that tie into this. So for example, if you look in the Gemara on Daf, Chaf Amud Beis, how far down? The end of the third line. Boimine Rav Amir of Nachman. Kasav la get al tas shel zahav. He wrote her get on a gold sheet. Gold, I don't know, what's the word for a gold sheet? A flat piece of gold. Amr la, his kabbalah gita is kabbalah chidi basach. And he gives it to her, he says, this should be simultaneously. I know when I divorce you, I have to pay the ksuba, so this should count as the get, and this should also count as paying the ksuba, because gold is worth a lot of money. So what's the din? Amar la, niskabla gita, niskabla ksuba. It worked. It counts both as a get and as a piron of the ksuba. If he writes it to her and he says, let's say he writes it on a on a gold... on a piece of gold, and it's 20% of the gold is the writing of the get, the other 80% of the margin. So he says, take this for your get, and the margins, the empty space, should be for your ksuba. That works. That sounds like only if there's leftover margins accounts for a Piron Ksuba. That sounds like only you could say part of the gold is get and part of it is Piron Ksuba. But if it's all the get, then you can't make the same thing the get and the Piron Ksuba, only two different parts. The answer is no. No. Really, even if there's no leftovers, you can make the same exact parts of the gold to get in the ksuba. So if you can even make the same exact parts of the gold to get in the ksuba, why is it only use a case of their margin, their shar? The answer is, it's teaching us a different chiddush. It's teaching us not a chiddush in Hilchos Gittin, but a chiddush in psychology, in umdin of das bnei adam, that we might have thought that if there's margins, even if he doesn't say that it's to pay the ksuba, it counts as piron. We might have thought that automatically the margins count with the ksuba, even if he doesn't stipulate as much. Kamash will know, even if they're obviously, if the whole thing is full of writing, if he says it's for the ksuba yet, if not, he needs it only for the get. But the chiddush is, even if there are margins, if he says it's for the ksuba, then it's for the ksuba. But if he doesn't say anything, we assume he meant it all for the get. Why would we need to give her this gold for the get if nothing's written on it? Zavir de Megilta, it is merely the margins of the page, and the assumption is people mean to give the margin of the page for free until proven otherwise. Okay, but this is the basic din that you can give the same gold and it can count for Piron Ksuba and for a get. What is the Havamina that it shouldn't? Okay, it's only a Havamina. No one holds that it doesn't count. What's the Havamina that doesn't count? So, The Rashi says the makam get by the mesala matana gemura mishum gerushin velo mishum piron. You have to give it as a matana gemura because of gerushin and not for piron, as it says vin nasan. Rashi assumes vin nasan means you have to give it as matana gemura and not as piron. Tosso sounds sort of similar. Hiskabli gita hiskabli shubasek mahu avagav the kasrul shor na kasher hanim shum diav lo miyakal get. Even though you don't have to enrich her, you don't have to enrich her financially, you can give her sure enough, that's at least you're giving it to her. You're only giving it to her for piron, you're not giving it to her for a get. So the havmin is there seems to be some problem of giving it to her for piron and not for a matana. L'chora, you could have said, no, l'chora, the havmina works well for Rav Chaim. L'chora, the Havmina works very well for Rav Chaim. That you have to do Hakna'a, you have to give it to her as a Matana. But you have to give it to her as a Matana. If you're giving to her, pay your debts, you're not giving to her as a Matana, and therefore it's not a valid get. Okay, that could be the Havmina, but we're less interested in the Havmina and more interested in the Maskani, or what's the Maskana? Why does it work even though you haven't given it as a Matana Gemura? Why does it work even though you haven't given it as a Matana Gemura? So this works very well. Here, Iksos doesn't discuss these sugis anymore, but this works very well for the Iksos. So let's just take the Tas Shel Zahav. The Tas Shel Zahav. So that works very well for the Iksos. Nicha, who cares that you're not giving it as a matana, you're giving it as a piron chov. Well, maisa, you're doing a maisa nesina. You're taking the get and putting it in your hands. I don't give you put in your hands to not be makna anything. You put in your hands to pay a chov. You put in your hands for no financial implications. We don't care about the financial implications or the of putting in your hand. We only care if you put in your hands. So nicha, because there is a maisa. Then it makes perfect sense. What if you held like the middle shita, like the ktsos, but it needed to be the mamon of the baal? Then l'chora would also make sense because it's his mamon, it's his property, and echanami. He's not giving it to her as a matana. He's giving it to her as a piron. But then it should also be nicha. Here, Rav Chaim asked one question. Rav Chaim says, there's a machlok to the Bayim, Rav and Pesachim. We learned this together. Very few people here were in the Shir way back in the second paragraph of Pesachim. But I think Aaron was. I don't remember who else was. But the machlokes that by Rava Bal Chov Lamafreya Hu Gova or Mikano Labahu Gova. If I pay my debts, do you only own the payment from now on, or is it retroactively clear that you own this from the moment you lent it to me? So Reb Chaim says, if you hold Bal Chov Lamafreya Hu Gova, that when you pay a debt, the person owned it all along. Then, when he gives her the get, she owned it all along. And now it's a problem. And that would be a problem even for this middle shita. Ask for Chaim. After all, she owned it all along. It's a problem even for that middle shita. But really, it's not necessarily such a problem. A, we don't paskin that way. B, many Rishonim say that only applies to karka and not metaltalin. And the get is obviously metaltalin. So lemaisa, it might be a little bit of a problem, you know, according to the Manda Amar, Lamafreyo Nifshal, but Afilo Lamaisa, Lamanda Amar, not Lamafreyo Nifshal, Lamafreya, who go there?
What's going on?
What? One second. Yesh. Litarate. So what I'm pointing out is if you need the husband to own the get, sorry, that should say afilu. It's not written very nicely. If you hold you need the husband to own the get, but you don't need a hakna gemura, then it's fine. He's giving to her, doing my snesina. Did he own the get? Of course he owned the get before he used it to pay his debt. Reb Chaim asked, there's one man to Amar who says that when you pay your debts, I'm afraid you never owned it. Okay, but A, we don't hold like that man to Amar. And B, maybe that Manda Amra was only on Karka. Okay, there are many other ways out of it too. It's really not such a super strong Tasha. If there's still a question, please ask. Okay, for Reb Chaim, this might be a little tricky. For Reb Chaim, this might be a little tricky. After all, for Reb Chaim, you need a Matana. If you need a Matana, how can it be Piraon? So for Reb Chaim, I think you could say, well, for Reb Chaim, I think it's very Nicha. What the Rashba says. What does the Rashba say? Says the Rashba that the Rashba is very bothered by this. Our Rashba, one second. Let me read you the Rashba. The Rashba is very bothered. The fact the Rashba is so bothered really sounds like he holds like Reb Chaim here. Because what does the Rashba say? Said Rashba asks, let me find it, give me a second. Here we are. Tamili, hey Shalomer King, the Khemid Nasan La Gufa Shaltas, Liksubasa, Havali Pareakba Avrik, Kushi Dirava. That once he's paying it for Ksuba, then the letters are floating in the air. He's not giving her anything for the get. Again, for the Ksos, this doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Of course he's doing a mice in the scene of giving her something. But Lachora, the Rashba is coming from Reb Chaim's Derech, and the Rashba is saying, what do you mean? He's just giving her letters floating in the air. He's not giving her any concrete object because the gold is for the ksuba and not for the matana. Then nearly, and he makes a big chiddush. They came into Amar Lahachi v'kabalto v'havelik omelos kavligite chumachli ksuba seich ke'inisha amru etc. Says the Rashba. He says enachnami. It doesn't work. Fundamental machlokas of the Pshat of the Gemara. Pshat of the Gemara is that it does work. The same Nesina can be a Piraon and Nesina's get, which works fine for the Ksos. However, the Rashba says that it doesn't work. If that Nesina's Piraon, it can't be Nesina's get. Oh, so how does it work in our Sugya? Says the Rashba, it's not doing what you think it's doing. You think the same Nesina to be Piraon Ksuba and Nesina's get? Not true. It's only Nesina's get. It's not Piraon Ksuba at all. Oh, it says Niskabla Ksubasa. So the Rashba says, Niskabla Ksubasa's Lavdavka. It doesn't mean literally she was repaid her Ksuba. She was not repaid her Ksuba. Because a repaying the Ksuba can't be a Nesina's get. Rather, she was Mochel the Ksuba. And really, when he said, here's this gold get, it should count for your Ksuba, what he really means, the Rashba says, Lavdavka the whole Sugya, is it should count only for getting after the Ksuba, but you should be Mochel the Ksuba. And then I'll achieve the same goal as if I paid the ksuba. Basically, I'm saying, I owe you in the ksuba 20,000 shekel. Here's a gold get worth 20,000 shekel. I'm giving it to you on condition you're mochel the ksuba. So that works perfectly for Reb Chaim. And Lechora, this is a good raya that the Rashba holds like Reb Chaim. Says the Rashba, Ena Chanami. Piraon. Eino. Nesinas get. And his kabla is lavdavka. Umehani. Mitam. Mechila. It's really, it's not niskablik subasa. That's a lavdavka. It really means makla subasa. Okay, so I think theoretically, could you say for Reb Chaim that maybe it could be a hakna'a and a piron at the same time, especially the omikanu labon? If so, I maybe even without the Rashba, you could get Reb Chaim to work. You could say, what do you mean it's hakna'a gemura? It just happens to be also piron. But the Rashba, I think, clearly holds on to Reb Chaim. Basically, what I'm saying is this. Some mefarshim on this sugya, I mean, it's always hard to make arguments from silence, but the pshat of our sugya says, even though she's giving it for Pira, oh, no problem, it also counts as a get. That works very well for the ksos. The Rashba says, no, if it's Pira, it can't be a get, because that's not a matana. It's osios parchas ba'avir. The ksos would say, what do you mean? It's not osios parchas ba'avir. But the Rashba clearly holds like Rav Chaim, you need to have a hakna of the get. Oh, it's not a hakna of the get. It's not a matana of the get because it's a piraon. So therefore, he mechadish that it only works mitam mechila. Okay, theoretically, could Rav Chaim explain otherwise? I think really perhaps. Or maybe could say, but that's already, I understand, going out on a limb. That a matana can also count as piron. Maybe that's what the Prechadish is trying to say. It's a little hard to tell what the Prechadish's assumptions are when the Prechadish says here, that's on the Makor sheet, he says, Yav latas, afichinoslam shum piron. He's still giving it to her. So maybe for Reb Chaim, you could say without the Rashba that it can count as a matana and piron. But the pashup shot is that if you want to say like Reb Chaim, you'd say like the Rashba. It doesn't work mitam piron, because piron would be mafkia the matana. It only works as a mechila. And if you say like the ktos, you could take a Gemara kipshuto. This also comes up a little later in the Gemara. A little later in the Gemara, we have the Gemara of Behaniyar Shali. What does the Gemara say? Rava says, I think it's Rava. No, the Bryce says, Hareza Gitech Vanir Shali Eina Migureshes. If I give the woman the get, I'll manas that the paper still belongs to me. I say, here's your get, but the paper still belongs to me. You can have the get, but the paper's still mine. It's no good. Okay, the Gemara doesn't say why it's no good. Why is it no good? So here, we'll have to get into this a little later, and we'll see that it's a little more complicated, but Nirlani is daiti, that there's a machlok as we've shown him why it's no good. What does Rashi say? Rashi says here, one second. Since he's keeping the paper himself, he didn't give her anything. The nimtzu osios parchos ba'avir, because the letters are floating in thin air. Meaning, this osios parchos ba'avir, a lot of Rishonim like to quote as if it's a Gemara. It's not a Gemara, it's Rashi's Kiddush. I mean, it is a Gemara. The Gemara about the Romans burning Rav Chanina ben Tradyon has the letters of the Torah floating in the air. But it's not a Gemara in terms of halacha, in terms of halachic parts of the Gemara. It's not a Gemara in terms of Gittin. So Rashi says, what's wrong? You didn't give her anything. You gave her letters floating in the air. That's not a nesina. Lo nasan laklum. Rashi says lo nasan laklum. Lo nasan laklum works. What does that mean? Lo nasan laklum. According to the ktos, that doesn't work so well. What do you mean lo nasan laklum? He gave it to her. He did a physical maisa nesina. He did give it to her. He took it and put it in her hands. Who cares who owns the paper? But according to Rav Chaim, it makes perfect sense. And then this Rashi would work very well according to Rav Chaim. Says Rashi, lo nasan laklum. Is it true that nasan laklum would lo nasan laklum? Of course, that depends on how you define the word nasan. If nasan means physical maisa handing it to her, then of course he was nasan la. But if nasan la means maknela, gave her a matana, If Nasanla means matana, here's a good way of phrasing it. Matana or nesina. If Masanla means matana, then lo Nasanla komi, didn't give her any matana, he kept the paper. He kept the paper but gave her the text. Text is not an object which you can give as a matana. It's letters floating in the air. So, according to Rashi, that makes perfect sense for Rav Chaim. There's no hakna, there's no matonics, lo nasan l'klum. What's the ktos going to say? What's the ktos going to say? After all, it's still a mice in a sina. So if it's still a mice in a sina, the ktos couldn't say lo nasan l'klum. I'm disappointed. I would have liked it if the ktos had addressed it explicitly. But what's the ktos going to say? So who might come to the rescue of the ktos here?
I actually have the Kilos Yaakov who answers the question.
Okay. I meant someone earlier, but how does the Kilos Yaakov answer up for the Ktos? I assume
he
in the
says,
obvious way.
Itas achiluk. That's all. Mishayer, dafka mishayer nir la'atzmo. Shemitzad abal mukevesi miliskot va'az ein kanesina.
I'm not sure what he means by that, because according to the Ktos, I don't think we care if she's Zocha. The Ktos said explicitly, sir, no, there's no Zechia. Yeah. She doesn't have to be Zocha.
Yeah, so this is a question.
I have to look at the Kilos Yaakov. Are you reading from a Kilos Yaakov or from
a
Rebbe?
No.
Yes.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Isn't there a Chisaron in the Netina if he holds on to the paper?
If he says, you're absolutely right, but I wouldn't call that a chisaron in the Netina. Let's take the example. What you're thinking of is get biyada or mishicha biyada, right? He gives her the get, but he holds on to it with a string. What do we call that chisaron?
Nido something.
What do we call that chisaron?
There's no
krisus. Someone said the magic word here. Right, there's a word called krisus. What does krisus mean?
Oh, the krisus.
Krisus, keep in mind, means two things. A, it means, and this is the topic of the last parak, Hamagarish, the ninth parak, is that we interpret krisus in two ways. And I think both these ways are l'kulei alma. I don't think they're totally on a machlokas and shas. One, krisus means absolute separation. On one level, that means, and that's the discussion in the ninth parak, the chalos needs to be an absolute separation and not connection. For example, he can't say, you're divorced from me and free to remarry most people, but you're not allowed to marry John. He's not allowed to say that because then he's not totally separated from her. He's still staying her husband to not let her marry John. Or he can't say, you're divorced from me on the condition that you never drink apple juice for the rest of your life. Because then she's never totally separated from him, because you never know if she's going to drink apple juice or not. So that's not what we're discussing now. That's one drusha of krisos, means total separation. The chalos needs to be a total separation. What interests us now is not only does the chalos need to be a separation, even the actual physical paper of the get needs to be totally separated from him. The Gemara says, get biyado umeshicha biyado umeshicha biyado, if he gives the get in her hands, but it's tied to a string and he keeps the string. Remember the right strings attached, as they say. If he divorces her, not with strings attached to the chalos, that's for sure not chal, because it's a lack of krisos. Even if the chalos is a chalos, he says you're, but there's strings attached to the physical piece of paper and he could pull it back with a string, then that's no good because it's not krisos. He's not separated from the piece of paper. Or if he gives you the piece of paper and he's still holding on to the edge of the piece of paper, that's no good because he's not separated from the piece of paper. If you ever go to a giving of a get nowadays, we do every chumr in the book, obviously. And one of the chumrs we do, if I recall correctly, is that the Baal doesn't hand the Isha the get.
He doesn't hand
her the get. Why? Because as he hands her the get, she's going to hold on to part of it and he's going to hold on to part of it. And maybe they'll think that that's the moment they get divorced. And at that moment, they're not divorced because it's not krisos. He's still holding on to the get. Mm-hmm. And therefore, what he does is she holds out her hands and
drops it into her hands.
Right? Why does he drop it into her hands? So that there won't be a chash of krisos that he's giving it to her and still holding on to it. I mean, obviously, he lets go at a certain point. And obviously, Ikaradin is not a problem. But just in case, for some reason, someone might think the moment of divorce is the moment when he first puts it in her hand and he's still holding on to it, and then it's a lack of krisos, so therefore, we avoid that. Now, what does the Rambam say here? If you look at how the Rambam quotes, then we'll see when we get to it in the next Shir, Mirtz Hashem, that there's another way to explain why the Rambam said this. But my preferred way of explaining why the Rambam said this, if I would just turn to the right location, Hilchos Gerushin, instead of Hilchos Isha, so I can read it to you. Here we go. Hareza Gitech Vanir Shali Einem Gereshes. What does he say? She'ein ze krisos. He doesn't say there's no Nesina. He says there's no krisos. What does the Rambam imply? There is Nesina, but there's no krisos. That works very well for the ksos. There is Nesina. He did Menasa Biyada. There's just a separate problem. The separate problem is krisos. There's a string attached to the get.
Thank you.
The chiddush is a string doesn't have to be a physical string. A string can be a legal string. Remember in our sugya in Daf Tes, according to many Rishonim, if the husband has any rights in the piece of paper, that's a lack of krisos, even if it just proves that he withheld one sadeh, or it proves that he kept one thing for himself, any connection the husband has to the paper. Here, the husband clearly has a strong connection to the paper. He owns it. He can demand it back. He's the bailiff of the paper. So therefore, I think the ksos would work very well. Let me just fill in Rashi's famous phrase, which is osios. Perchos. Be'avir. Here you could say, like the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, no. He says, I'll put in brackets for what he doesn't say, but he implies, Yesha Nesina, there's Nesina. Nesina's not the problem. But it's possible Mishum Krisos. So I think that how you interpret this whole Gemara of Anir Shali should depend on the Machlokas Ksos and Reb Chaim. If you say V'nasan means a Matana, then Nelosan Al-Klam. He gave her letters floating in the air. He didn't give her a Matana. But if V'nasan means a physical Maisa Nesina, then he did do a Maisa Nesina. So what's the problem? So maybe that's why the Rambam says this could be a Raya the Rambam holds like the Ksos, even though we'll see in the next year, there are other ways people explain why the Rambam chose to say this. So this could be a riot. The Rambam holds like the Ksos, that it's only a psul of Krisos, not a psul of Nesina. It's obviously a psul of Krisos. There are strings attached to the husband in the get. Okay, the last thing I wanted to discuss is the Gemara in, I'm going to have to erase the board in a minute. Advance warning. The last thing I want to discuss is the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Ches. If we look at the beginning, turn to Perek HaZorek, the eighth Perek, and it says, HaZorek get le'ishto v'hi b'soch besa o b'soch hatzera harezo migureshes. Okay, that we know. Going to the Gemara. Minani mili. How do we know you can put in her chatzer and not just in her hand, even though the Chumash says hand? Menani mili, the Tana Rabbanan, the Nasan biyada, ain li ela yada, gaga chatzeitz, the chatzeira v'karpiz b'minayin. Amalomer, menasan michal makom. Okay, from menasan michal makom, we're marbe, kinyan, what we call kinyan chatzer. V'tanya nami hachi gabi ganef. Yada ain li yada gaga chatzeitz v'karpiz b'minayin. We only know if the ganef steals it with his hand. How do we know if the ganef gets it into his property that's also stealing? And he's high capable time alone. We multi tomatse me call makom utricha. Why do we need to be marba? Let's call this kinyan chatzer. Again, we're not necessarily talking about regular kinyanim, neither by gneva nor by getin, but we'll call it kinyan chatzer. Why do we need to be marba it twice, by gneva and by get? Diashmin and get, we show the balkarcha megarsha. Avogan of the less of balkarcha, emalo, viashmin and gan of the kanse rachman, I will get emalo tricha. Okay, repeating this gemara backwards. If we had only learned it by get, that would be just a chumrah to make a punishment for this evil guy. That wouldn't necessarily tell us the halacha for innocent people who are trying to do innocent haluyos. And if we had only said it by get, then we would say that's only different because get, she gets balkarcha. That has nothing to do with stealing. You can't steal balkarcha. You can't steal against your will. So maybe it's not a raya. Therefore, it needs to say it twice. Okay, we have to keep in mind this idea. There's a havamina that get is different because of balkarcha. You never know when that's just stam a havamin of explaining why you need to say two things and when that's going to be significant, and we'll find out very soon. Let's skip to the mission. Says the mission daf ayin ches amin aleph. So menish brishus harabim bizar kula. She was standing in the street and he threw her get. Karov lo migureshes, karov lo eino migureshes. If it lands, the point is it doesn't enter her hand. It lands on the floor. If it's closer to her, it's a valid gerushin. If it's closer to him, then it is not a valid gerushin. Okay, maxim gresham, and gresham is half and half is suffix. Fine, you don't deal with that now. So, the question is, Why is that? What is the nature of this din of karovla and karovla? So there's a machlokas in the Gemara, which I didn't ask you to look at yet, whether that means within Dalet Amos or whether that means even outside Dalet Amos. But let's get to the important line. The most important line is the middle of Ein Chesem and Beis, after the two dots, Amr Vasi Amr Yochanan, Legit and Amr Velolu Davar Acher. This only applies to get and not to other things. Okay, what does it mean not to other things? We're not 100% clear. But the simple shot in the Gemara, at least, is that this idea that karov lo is kone, only works for gittin, and doesn't work for regular kinyanim. So why would the idea of karov lo only work for gittin and not regular kinyanim? Meaning, it sounds like one of the things the Gemara says for sure: if I want to repay a debt, and I throw her the money, and it's closer to her, then that's not valid. Only for getting, not for other things. Okay, the Mishnah says it works for repaying debts. And they say that's only when you stipulate that you want to repay the debt in the manner of giving gift, but not a normal case. And at least this simple shot of the Gemara sounds like if I want to stam give you a present, then this doesn't work. So why would this only work for get and not for other things? So all the Rishonim point out that, and this is what the Ramban struggles with. What is the nature of this kinyan in the first place? What's the nature of this kinyan? There are three reasons why this kinyan should be questionable. Number one, because, I mean, it's obvious why this kinyan should be questionable. Because you're not putting in her hand and you're not putting in her chatzar. You're putting in the street, which is Rishus HaRavim. What's the havamina that Rishus HaRavim should be a kinyan for anything? So, what's the have meaning that Rishus HaRavim should be a kinyan for anything? So, what did the Ramban say? The Ramban says, because we know that midrabanan Rishus HaRavim is a kinyan. Midrabanan, one of the kinyanim is kinyan Dalet Amos. Right? Kinyan Dalet Amos. Anything which is within my Dalet Amos in public property, I'm kone. But the Ramban points out that doesn't make sense because, okay, we're not getting into the whole sugya. But it does, first of all, that's only midrabanan. Okay, we can deal with that. But it doesn't make sense because that kinyan of Dalet Amos only works in a simta, in an alleyway, not in the Rishus HaRabim. So then you have to say, well, maybe Rishus HaRabim is lavdaf, gets dochuk, and not only that, the kinyan of Dalet Amos only works within Dalet Amos. But in the Gemara, Rav said it's within Dalet Amos, but Rav Yochanan says that even if it's not within Dalet Amos, as long as it's closer to her, she is kone. So here we have a case that doesn't seem to be a valid kinyan. Basically, what I'm saying is it doesn't seem to be a valid kinyan. Why? Because it's not her chutzer, and even though there's a kinyan to Rabbanan of Dalet Amos, that doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim, and here it sounds like it's Rishus HaRabim. B, that only works within Dalet Amos, and here, half the Amorim hold it works even if it's not within Dalet Amos. So basically, you have this case that shouldn't be a valid kinyan at all, and there are two fundamental ways that the Rishonim go here. One is the Derech the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? Right, already you understand that that this makes us think of the Grach and the Ktzos. After all, we're violating the rules of Kinyanim. So what is the Ramban say? Yes, we're violating the rules of Kinyanim. And not only are we violating the rules of Kinyanim, but we're violating the rules of Kinyanim for Gittin and not for other things. Right? Obviously, that makes the Ktzos sound very good here. What do we see? We see that we have special ways which violate the rules of Kinyanim, which are not proper Kinyanim, which work for Gittin and not other things. For the Ktzos, that's not bad. As a matter of fact, let us, even before we get Ramban, let's look at this famous Tosos Rid. There's a famous Tosos Rid here. Says the Tosos Rid. He ties up this whole parrot very nicely. He says, let me find it. By the way, halacha l'maisa, don't try this. L'maisa, we are a little more machmer on this, and we say we don't rely on it, halacha l'maisa, but nonetheless, it's a Mishnah. So, let me just find it in this Surah Sadaf. Give me a second. Amar Vasi Amar Yochanan, L'gitin Amar V'lo L'davar Acher, Perush. Other things you need to put in your hand. This kinyan only works for getting. Etc., etc. Perish. Kinyan of get ain't no domer the shark kinyan the alma. The kinyan of get is not like any other kinyan in the world. the kinyan di almay nanim yachol haknos lachaver bal karcho. A regular kinyan, you can't be machnas something to someone against their will. But again, you can give it her against her will. What's the Tosrid saying? Don't look at this in the realm of kinyanim. Ma'apit to own kinyanim here. She doesn't. She refuses to accept it. You can't call it a kinyan if it's against her will. If so, why did the Torah include kinyan chotzer? And here's his big chiddush, right? Says the Tosrid, why did the Torah include kinyan chotzer? And no doubt he's having in mind the, why does he bring in Balkarcha here? I know Rashi also did, we'll get that. He has in mind the beginning of the parak, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. What did the Gemara say? In the Havamina, maybe Kinyan Chatzar only works for getting to the Balkarcha. So what the Tosrid is saying, that's not just a Havamina, that's a Maskana. Le Maskana, Kinyan Chatzar only works for get because it's Balkarcha. Ah, Kinyan Chatzar works for everything. Yeah, but that's a different din. Kinyan Chatzar working for everything is a different din. Kinyan Chatzar for get is different, is separate from Kinyan Chatzar of Kinyanim. Why? Because it's Balkarcha. And that's what he says. The Tamachatzur Rechmana lo baver kinyanu. It's not begin kinyanim. Shariyatzu a book. She doesn't want it. Ina chavetz lichnosa. She refuses to accept it. Bachatzira konolim skarashes. So how could her chatzur require to refer gerushin? Elatama davrim neishu mishtamer ledaita. No, apparently you don't need a kinyan. All you need is it to be someplace where it's guarded by her. One second, let me find my place. Okay, says the Tosus Rid very, very clearly. If we look at Karov La, says the Tosus Rid, something that would make the Tosus very happy. He puts together the beginning of the Perek, which says Kinyan Chatzar and the Havamina is only because it was Balkarcha, says that's not a Havamina. Meaning, it's a Havamina that Kinyan Chatzar doesn't work for other things. But it's not a Havamina that Kinyan Chatzar only works for get because of Balkarcha. It's a Maskana that Kinyan Chatzar only works for get because of Balkarcha. The fact that Kinyan Chatzar works for other things is a separate din. There's a separate din of Kinyan Chatzar by Mominos, which has to do with Kinyanim. And a separate din of quote-unquote Kinyan Chatzar by get, which has nothing to do with Kinyanim, which has to do with Shemeres L'daita. What is the Chumash saying when the Chumash says B'yado and B'nasim K'makom? It's saying that you don't have to be mocked into her, but you don't have to put it in her hand. You just have to put it into some place where she is watching it, some place where she can control it, some place which is connected to her. So here, the Tosos Rid works very well for the Tosos. The Tosos Rid says, "Lo ba'inan kenyan mamish." And that's why it works, even though it's not a proper kinyan, even though it's a Rishus HaRabim, etc., and even though it's only Rabbanan, etc., no binyan kinyan mamish, ela rak nisina makom hamish tamer. Where do you have to put it? You can't put it anywhere you want. You have to put in Biyado or someplace similar to Biyado. Biyada or someplace similar to Biyada. Where is that? Either in her hand or someplace where she could guard it, where she could keep an eye on it. Okay, that works perfectly. This Gemara works very nicely. What is Rav Chaim going to say, however? So no problem. The Ramban, he's not the only Rishon. He's just the one who's famous for it, comes to the rescue of Rav Chaim. He doesn't say he's rescuing Rav Chaim, but the Ramban obviously is not interested. I can't prove the Ramban holds like Rav Chaim, but it sounds like it. He's not interested in saying, even though the Gemara says the Gittin Amar V'lo Davar Acher, even though the Gemara gave him a petach, the Gemara gave him an opening to say that this is a rule of get, not of kinyanim. Nonetheless, the Ramban doesn't want to go that way. The Ramban says, nope, this has to work within the regular rules of kinyanim. But it doesn't work within the regular rules of kinyanim. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, no problem. The Ramban says that it's a special takana drabanan to make exceptions to the rule of kinyanim. What does the Ramban say? No, it's a takana drabanan that defends Rav Chaim. I can't prove he holds like Rav Chaim. Maybe he said takana drabanan because he just like doesn't like the exact formulation of Tosfos Rid. Like he doesn't think that that you would have learned from the Pasuk that the unique Gedra of Nesina includes any place you can guard in the street. He says the Takana D'Rabbanan. Ah, if it's the Takana D'Rabbanan, why would it be for Gittin and not L'Davar Acher? Right? No problem. Because everyone agrees it breaks the rules of Kinyanim, meaning you can't fit this into the rule. It's almost impossible to fit this into the rules of Kinyanim. Right? Almost impossible to fit this into the rules of Kinyanim. So, because Dalet Amos isn't Kona Rishos Harabim, so you have to say it doesn't mean Rishos Harabim. And then that works for Rav, who says Dalet Amos, but it's not going to work for Rav Yochanan, who says even 100 Amos. So you're not going to fit in the rules of Kinyanim. What do you do? Tosfos Reit says, good. I'm very happy we don't fit in the rules of Kinyanim. We're not supposed to fit in the rules of Kinyanim. The Ramban says, no, if it doesn't fit in the rules of Kinyanim, the only solution is to take out my sledgehammer and to say it's a Takana D'Rabbanan. Oh, if it's a Takana D'Rabbanan, why do they only make the Takana in Gittin and not L'Davar Acher? No problem. Egon. Right? They didn't make a Takana D'Rabbanan for other things. For other things, why are they making Takana that you can be Kona something you're not Kona? Why just leave the rules as they are? Why do they need to make it easy to be Kona things? If you want to be Kona things, so do it right. But for Gittin, they want to make a Takana. Apparently, they thought that it was common in their days that the husband wouldn't want to be near his wife and wouldn't want to go into a room with her and wouldn't want to go into a building with her and wouldn't want to go near her and wouldn't want to go, you know, and would just want to meet her in the street and throw the get at her. And they were afraid of Egon, because any husband who's so mad, you know, you might not convince him to do it again better. And therefore, Misham Egon, they made a Takana. He actually points out, maybe that's why Halacha L'maisa L'maisa, the Gemara concludes, we don't rely on this Kula, even though it's a Mishnah. Since when do we not rely on a Kula, even though it's a Mishnah? So he says, because if the Kana Malkum Egon, maybe they only made that like B'Shasa Shmad or sometime, and it was hard to give a get, and we shouldn't like rely on this Takana if we don't have to. Okay. But anyway, I think these two Deos are correspond to this Machlokes. The Tosos Rid is very, very clear. He takes the Ksos, keep in mind, he's taking the Ksos a step further. How is he taking the Ksos a step further? He's saying that you only need a Mice and a Sina, and the Mice and a Sina doesn't even need to be to her or to her property. It could even be to some place which is affiliated with her, which is close to her, which is, you know, which is closer to her than anywhere else. He has an expanded version of the Ksos. Lishitase, he goes even further in a funny Gemara, a potentially funny Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ches. In Kiddushin Daf Ches, and I think we learned this together when we learned Kiddushin. I don't remember who's here for Kiddushin. But in Kiddushin Daf Ches, the Gemara is a case where she says, put it on the rock. Right? And the Gemara says, if she says he wants to give her Kiddushin, she says, put it on the rock. And the Gemara says, if it's her rock, it's a valid Kiddushin. If it's his rock, it's not a valid Kiddushin. And then they discuss, what if it's the rock that belongs to both of them? So, some Rishonim there say, Rashi and others, that it's talking about Kinyan Chatzar. If it's her rock, it's a valid Kiddushin, because he's putting it in her Chatzar. If it's his rock, it's not a valid Kiddushin, because he's putting, keeping it in his own Chatzar. And if both there's rock, then you have to finesse how that fits in with the Sugyas in Bava Basra. About you know, Mokers and Peiros, about Chatzar that belongs to the buyer and the seller. Other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say no, this is not about Kinyan Chatzar. It's about Kinyan Hana'a. After all, if he spends money at her behest, really this is going on the rock and getting lost. It's going on the rock and being eaten by animals. Or going on the rock being blown away by the wind. But the rule is, if he spends money on her behest, that might be din arev, if anyone remembers. That's considered a kiddushin, that's considered a hana'a, and therefore, it's a kiddushin hana'a. So what's the difference whose rock it is? The difference whose rock it is psychological. Psychologically, what she's saying, after all, if he says, hareat mikudeshes, I mean, think about it. If he says, hareat mikudeshes li b'tabas zo, and she says, stick it on my finger, what she means is, I want to marry you. If she says, stick it someplace the sun don't shine, then it obviously means, I don't want to marry you if you were the last man on earth, right? So this is a psychological question. If she says, put it on the rock and it's her rock, then she's trying to say, I want to marry you. If she says, put it on your own rock, she's trying to say, keep your business to yourself. I wouldn't marry you if you're the last man on earth. And if she says, put it on a rock that happens to belong to both of them, Mishutfa's the question. Okay, those are the two mainstream shatim in the Gemara. One mainstream shot is it's midin kinyan chatzar of acquiring through the chatzar. One mainstream shot is it's midin kinyan hana'a of spending money at her behest. We just have to figure out if she's really trying to be nice about it or not. However, the Tosos Rid has the Meiri also has a very interesting pshat, but he doesn't connect it to Gittin. The Tosos Rid has a very mechudish pshat and connects it to Gittin. He says, psychological question, does she mean to marry him or does she not? And then he says, Ke'ilu sam biyada dami kaven shenis ratzeis bekach. That when he puts it someplace she wants it put, it's as if he gave it to her. But nearly to her didn't gabi get, maya baila no sin la gita, ver omra lo simos al gabi selazo, al gabi karkaves, garish mingoreshesi. If the husband wants to give her a get, and she says, put it down on this rock, on this ground, etc., she is migureshes. That's his big chiddush. That if he puts it someplace where she says, then that is a valid gerushin, even though he says there's no kinyan chatzer. Even if he says put it down on the ground, the mishas harabin, put it down on a rock that belongs to either of us. He says it's all psychological, meaning it doesn't matter whose rock it is. It matters what she meant. If she says put it on your own rock, but I really want to get married to you through this, it would be a valid marriage, a valid kiddushin, and a valid gerushin. Basically, the chiddush das yachid of the Tosfos Rid there is that if he puts it down anywhere she says, no matter who it belongs to, that's a valid gerushin ki'ilu nasan biyada. That's the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. So here, let's look at Al-Gabi Sela. What's the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid? And obviously, it's Lashitase here. But in kiddushin, he goes even further. Tos doesn't have to go so far. Chiddush of the Rid is anywhere she tells him to put it. Obviously, if she tells him to put it sincerely, again, not talking about put it where the sun don't shine, if you'll excuse my French. Any place she tells him to put it is a good Nesina. These two Tosos Rids are a tremendous Chiddush. They're taking the Ktos further. All the Ktos says that you don't need a Hakana, you need a Mice and a Sina, but you might need a Mice and a Sina to her. The Tosos Rid takes it further and says, once you're only dealing with a Mice and a Sina, A, you only need to put it someplace which is close to her, which is under her aegis. And B goes further, says you could even put it someplace random, which has nothing to do with her. If she wants you to put it there, that counts as an asina. If she approves of the place, even if it's not near her at all, and even if it's in your own rishos, even if it's in the street nowhere near her, even if it's just throwing it into the ocean, if she tells you to put it there, basically if she says, throw my get into the ocean and I will accept it, then if you throw it into the ocean, that's a valid gerushin according to Tosfos Rid. That's obviously a very radical extension of the Ktos. Obviously, Rav Chaim, even the Ktos might not go so far, but obviously Rav Chaim would not make this Chiddush. And even the Ktos would not necessarily make this Chiddush. You don't have to fill in for Rav Chaim, meaning this is a big Chiddush that Tosfos Rid. No one else says this. Okay, the last thing I wanted to point out about this is two last haros, and then we're going to go on. The two last ha'aros are a Rashi on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Says Rashi, I believe the Pnei Yoshua, if you look in the Ayin Ches Amud Beis, I didn't put on the Makaros, but he didn't have a Tosfos Rid, and he said this whole vart, this whole lamdas, based on Rashi. What does Rashi say on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis? He says something very short. Rashi says, "Legitnam Rav Lo Dabar Acher, Biyonim Zark Lachov Karav Lo V'Avad Aget." Like, if someone threw someone a payment of a debt and it was closer to the creditor, and then all of a sudden it got lost, then it wouldn't be a valid payment to the debt. Why? To get who? To Bal Karcha Knuyla. Hilkoch Altar Abi Get. Only by get, which is Bal Karcha, is this a valid Nesina, but generally not. So Rashi here says, only by get, because it's Balkarcha. He doesn't say like the Ramban, only by get, Mishum Igun. He says like the Tosfos Rid, only by get, because it's Balkarcha. In which case, Rashi would seem to go on the tzad of the Tosfos Rid. Right? So let's put Rashi with the Tosfos Rid. Sorry, 1 second. Anyone have anything they want to say?
I have a question. Even though the Tosarid extends this in his comments to Kiddushin and it's about where she wants it to go, when I read it, it seemed like he was making a distinction between Gittin and Kiddushin. Kiddushin was about what she wants because that is about her Ratzon and what she expresses. The whole Halev is the language that he uses about her accepting this Kiddushin. But Gittin is about she's sad and she inachaf fatzali knoto. She doesn't want it. So it's just about what's mishtamer ladaita. It's not if she wants it to go to the ocean, that's not somewhere it's mishtamer ladaita. It's not somewhere that she knows the document is secure. That just because she wants it there doesn't mean it's going to be
I understand. You're mixing the Tosarid here and there, which I'm not blaming you for. I just mixed them. But what I meant is I'm mixing them. They're the same Yesod, but they're two different applications of the Yesod, and let me explain what I mean. In Kiddushin, first of all, I'll have you know both sugyas apply to both Gittin and Kiddushin. Because in Gittin Davayim Chesman Beis, the next line says it also applies to Kiddushin because of a Yatzav HaHaisa. Right? So in both cases, it applies to both Gittin and Kiddushin. So there's no difference in Gittin and Kiddushin according to Tosos Rid. What the Tosos Rid means is that since by Gittin we know it's only a mice and a sin of the Alma, not a Hakna'a, because she doesn't want it, therefore, Nisina's get is a mice and a sin of the Alma, and through Viyatz V'Haisa, Nisina's Kiddushin is also a mice and a sin of the Alma. Now let's go back to the Tosos Rid and Kiddushin. A mice in a sin of the Alma has to be to a makom hamishtamer ledaita, to someplace which is under her aegis. What if you want to do a mice in a sin of the Alma to a random place not under her control? So then he's saying that baby getting baby kiddushin. If she's happy and she authorizes it, then you can even do a mice in a sin to someplace not under her control. So I don't think it's a different than getting a kiddushin. Both cases, our Gemara is explicit that getting a kiddushin are the same. And the Rid's Chiddush in Kiddushin is that Gittin and Kiddushin are the same. The other Rishonim would disagree, perhaps. Is that both are the same. Both are the same. Because of the principle of Bal Karcho, we learn you don't need Hakna Mamish. And you could give it to a range of places. But how do you define that range of places? It means her hand. It means her property. It means any place she is watching over. And if she wants, she can authorize it to mean any place in the whole world.
He says in Kiddushin that Netina al Gabi Asela, as he is defining it, works for Gittin?
Yes. That's the whole, that's his Kiddush that he says it works for Gittin, that other Rishonim would not agree with there. Obviously, only if she wants to. If she doesn't want to, it has to be Karavla, right? But if she wants to, she can authorize any place. So I'm saying these two Tosus Rids are two different applications of the radical extension of the Ksos. The Ksos says Maisa Nesina. He doesn't say to where. You could think it means her property. But the Ksos gives two extensions. The Tosos Rid gives two extensions. They're not the same extension. They're different extensions. But they are l'shitase. One extension, Gitnayim Ches, is to a makam mishtamer ledaita, whether she likes it or not. And the other extension, Kedushin Av Ches, is to any place in the world if she authorizes it. Okay. Now, the one tricky part is the Rashi here. Because when it came to getting daf chafam and beis, v'anir shali, we put Rashi on Reb Chaim's side. Rashi said, nir shali is osios parchas ba'aver is lo nasan laklum. So Rashi on chafam and beis says, if you keep the nir, you're lo nasan laklum, sounds like you need a hakna. But Rashi on ayin chesam and beis, when he says the word balkarcha, sounds like he's going with the Tosos Rid. Obviously, he doesn't explain it as much the Tosos Rid, but it sounds like the Tosos Rid that because again it's balkarcha, you don't need a hakna. Now we have a bit of a stira in Rashi. We have a bit of a stira in Rashi. Rashi of Chafam Bey sounded like Rav Chaim. He said lo nasan laklum. If the nir belongs to you, you haven't done an asina. Sounds like the asina's hakna as matana. But Rashi and Chesed Bey says begit number of lober lower achir mishum to balkarcha that get is only because balkarcha we have different standards. If you say we have different standards because of Balkarcha, that really sounds like the Ksos, that all you need is a mice in the scene of Yalma. So
she says Balkarcha Knuyala.
Okay. Rashi is Balkarcha Knuyala, which sounds like Reb Chaim, right? Okay, so Lemaisa, I have to admit, I haven't seen people bothered by this. I guess the classic achronim were not necessarily asking this hakira, or and then at a certain point they asked this hakira and they weren't necessarily putting all the rashis together. But one way I could think of is what AB's saying is that Rashi here does not mean the Tosos Rid. All he said was the word Bal Karcha. He didn't say the Tosos Rid. Maybe what Rashi really means is that since Get is Bal Karcha, if you throw it closer to her, she can't say, I refuse because I want you to give it to me more directly. While by Piraun Chov, she can say, the guy can say, I refuse. I don't want to accept it this way. I want you to give it to me directly. So it could be that Rashi in Daf Ayin Ches Beis is not like the Tosfos Rid. That's why I wrote him in brown. The brown looks awfully like black. I should have written him in red. But let's put a question mark for Rashi here. You could say that Rashi's not like the Tosfos Rid. Rashi's really saying you need a Haknah by Get. So why does he mention Bal Karcha? He just means you need a Haknah by Get. But this counts as a Haknah. And by Get, which is Bal Karcha, counts as a Haknah whether someone likes it or not, even though they probably don't like it. By other things, it doesn't count as a Haknah if they don't like it. Like if I want to repay your debt, and you don't like me repaying your debt in the street, you want it in your hand, it doesn't count. If I want to sell you something, and you don't like me to take your money and throw something in the street, you want me to put it in your hand, then it doesn't count. So it could be Rashi just saying something technical based on AB's diuk, that Rashi's saying something technical. What Rashi's saying is that you need a Haknah Gemura. It's Xeris Akasa that Get is Nikna Bal Karcha. And the reason we get a number of love Davar Acher is not that fundamentally it doesn't work with Davar Acher, but it's that people usually don't want it to work with Davar Acher. And since they, you need their Das, therefore they don't want it to work. Okay, maybe that's, in which case, really what it means is Begit and Amru, and in Davar Acher, it depends whether people want it to work or not. That's one way of saying it, which is based on what Avi suggested, in which case Rashi's squarely on Rav Chaim's side, no problem. I was just thinking that, at the risk of messing everything up, that it could be that Rashi's really on the Ktsosa's side, but maybe you have to modify the Ktsosa a little based on this Tosos Rid. What does the Tosos Rid say? Excuse me one second. Maybe you could say something in between Rav Chaim and the Grach. Okay, if we had the big board, I could figure out how to stick it in. But the Tosfos Rid focuses here on Makom HaMishtamer. He focuses here on Makom HaMishtamer. Why does he focus on Makom HaMishtamer? Because we say Yada, and through Vinasam, we're Marbe Gaga Chatzera VeKarpifa, we're Marbe Her Chatzer, or Besa, or whatever it was, which is all the Makom HaMishtamer. Maybe the point is that not that you need a Haknah. You don't need a Haknah in Dine Mamonos. We're not talking about Dine Mamonos here. This is not a business transaction. This is a divorce. But on the other hand, you need more than a Mice and a Sina. You can't just do a put on a play and act. Maybe what you need, to use the Lashon of Tosfos Rid, is for the Baal to give it, talking about Mishtamer L'daita, to give it from his control to her control. It doesn't have to be a Haknah in Mamonos, but it has to be a transfer of control of this piece of paper. He took this piece of paper, which was under his control, and he gives it to her for her to control it. It doesn't have to be a kinyan. It just has to be a mishtamer l'daita, not mishtamer l'daita, the physical place. He has to give it over to her shlita. He has to take something that was under his control and give it over to her control. Maybe that's what Rashi holds a little in between. Not just one mice of giving it into her hand, and on the one hand, but he doesn't have to do haknah. He has to put it in her, give it to her, to put it in her control. In which case, both Rashi's make sense. If he says, Van Nior Shali, I'm taking back the paper, you can't keep the paper, then he never gave it under her control. It's not really Mishtamer L'daita. She has no, she can't keep it. I can tell, I'm taking it right back. So that's no good. But if I put it, Karov Lubber Shasarabim, someplace close to her in the street, then because it's Bal Karcha, even though it's not a real Kenyan, it really works. So maybe for Rashi, you could say, what I'm trying to say is that maybe Rashi could say, sorry, one second. Rashi, say, more than Mais and Asina. but less than Haknah. Maybe it's more than Maisin Asina, but less than Haknah. Inspired by the Tosfos read here, maybe Rashi would say that needs to give it over to her control. Therefore, Isur Hanar fine, even though there's no Haknah. No problem. You don't need Haknah. Isur Hanar fine without it. Isur Hanar fine. Sorry, without Haknah. Unlike the way the Rav had to defend the Rav Chaim. Because after all, he's not machne to her, but it's still under her control. Now it's in her pocket and no one can take it away from her. But Vanir Shali is no good, because since he can take it away from her right away, and she has no right to keep it, she has to drop it as soon as possible and give it back to him. Therefore, it's not under her control. But an Arsugya, so an Arsugya, he'd be like the Tzos. Arsugya meaning Ayin Chesem and Beis, he'd be like the Tzos. What I'm saying is this, for Ayin Chesem and Beis, he'd be like the Tzos. As long as he puts her under her control, that is good enough. Because Bal Korcha, you don't need a real Kenyan. Not like AB. Here I'm putting a Mamish in between. You don't need a real Kenyan. You just need to give it to her under her control. So an Ayin Chesem basically would be like the Ktos. When it comes to Anir Shali, though, he'd be like Rav Chaim. No, he didn't give her anything because she can't control it because it's still his paper. Therefore, it's no good. When it comes to the Tas Shel Zahav, he would be like the Ktos. He's giving it under her control. Who cares that it's Piron? It's totally under control. When it comes to Yisur HaNoah, he'd be like the Ktos. After all, it's under her control. Who cares if she owns it or she does not own it? When it comes to Getchel Hefker, he would be perhaps like the Ktos. Who cares if it was Hefker or not? Who cares who owned it? The Iker is just that she should control it. So for most Nafkaminas, he would be, basically what I'm saying is for most Nafkaminas, he would be like the Ktos. But except for Nir Shali, and Nir Shali, he might be on the like Rav Chaim because he's like the Ktos, but he requires a little more than Mice and Asina. He requires Mice and Asina to not just to a Makom that's Mishtamer law, to her Shmira, to her Shlita. Mice and Asina giving over her control, and therefore he'd be like the Ktos, except for the Nafkamina of Nir Shali, and that might be the Pshat in Rashi. Okay, so there might have an in between Shita, right? As far as the Nafkaminas, I don't have all the Nafkaminas on the board anymore. But for the Nafkaminas, you would say, like the Ktos, after all, we're suggesting that Rashi agrees with the fundamental Derech Ktos. Fundamentally, he is like the Ktos. Fundamentally, he's saying that you don't need a Haknah, you just need to give it to her. But the giving needs to be a little more serious, not just a Maisa, an actor in the theater doing an act of giving. It needs to be Mamish handing it over to her control and inspired by the idea of Shmira here. But Gabe Vahaniyar Shali. Like the Grach. And that might answer up the steers and Rashi. I know we could all say what AB said, but I think that the simpler the perhaps even more straightforward way to answer the steers and Rashi is that. Who says it has to be just a Maisa B'Alma? And who says it has to be a Haknah? Maybe it's a Gedder of handing something over. Handing something over doesn't mean handing. And doesn't mean transferring Bailus. It means handing something over. It means handing it to someone for them to control, putting it, giving it to someone where they can now take it over, where they can now be in charge of it. And therefore, it doesn't need to be Haknah. It could be closer to her in the street. Now she's in charge of it. But I can't say the Nir Shali, because if the Nir is Shali, then I'm still in charge of it. And even without the word Krisos, I have a lack of Nesina. Okay, that might be Rashi. The last thing I want to say before we go on is just there's an interesting Rav Chaim who sort of throws something out of nowhere in Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Says Rav Chaim, Hine, I'm just not sure exactly, I mean, I understand a little why he needs to say that. Hine nera di yishnei mini gerishin, it's garishos begether, two types of gerishin. Yeshin gerishin al yinesina b'may da'asiya get liyada nigmar gerishin v'insarf da'ita klavachal is a gerishin. There's one kind of gerishin by nesina where you put it in her hand and you don't need her to agree. Da'afil ba'karcham ha'nikim neyeshka nesina b'yada mamish. Basically, if you put it in her hand, that's good enough. And another type of gerishin, if she acquires it through kinyanim. for doing a kinyan, through doing a kinyan, she acquires the get, and that's a gerushin. And his proof is Moshe Mitzinu. She says Rashi Perikah Zorek Demol Agav Beget. Like there's a Rashi and a Zorek that Kinyan Agav works in a get, even though Kinyan Agav is not in a scene of Biyada. Because in Mized Digam Kinyanim Shemal Mahan Migirushin. Even Momnis Kinyanim work. But then she needs to agree ala Kinyan. She doesn't need to agree to be divorced, but she needs to agree to acquire the get. Says Rav Chaim, there's two ways to give her a get. You can put it in her hand without her agreement, or you can put it in her hand without her agreement. Or you can be makneter with a kinyan mamoni with her agreement. That's Rav Chaim. Okay, so you have to ask him, Rav Chaim, exactly what does he mean by this? What's shot in the Rav Chaim? And here, I'm not sure exactly what he means, so I don't want to make a big deal this Rav Chaim. It's very intriguing. And especially, shnei mine gershin vihisgarshus. Why does he have to say shnei mine gershin vihisgarshus? I mean, he didn't say it. This is just someone's notes. But I'm not sure what he means. He doesn't have to mean Tzvei Dinim. He could mean, like the Rav said from Rechayim, it's all about Kinyanim. It's just there are two tracks. You can use regular Kinyanim and there's no Xeris HaGas of Bal Karcha, or you can use the Kinyan Yad and there is Xeris HaGas of Bal Karcha. Like he might just be saying, like we said all along, it's regular Kinyanim, there's Xeris HaGas of Bal Karcha, but you should know the Xeris HaGas of Bal Karcha was only said about Venasa Miyada. That's possible. It's also possible, even though this is against the Rav, to understand Rav Chaim as being more along the lines of the closer to the Ktos, or at least the Rashi version of the Ktos. Really, all you need is to hand it over to her control. However, to get into her control, you can physically give it to her. If you don't want to physically give it to her, just do some sort of abstract action to put in her control, then you need her das for that to work. Meaning, putting her hand puts in her control, or her doing a kinyan puts in her control. But it could be that he's saying it's Veidina. It would be a big Kiddush for him to say it's Veidina. We'd have to figure out Mehechi Tesi. How do we know this Veidina? Maybe saying this fundamentally, it's Veidina between him and the Ktos. One way of Gerushin is by putting her hand. That's just a Maisa Nesina. The other way of Gerushin is by doing a Maisa Kinyan, a Hapnaah. So I'm not sure what to do with this from Chaim because he doesn't, you know, he's not trying to solve anything here. He doesn't say why he's saying this other than just to explain, you know, how come Kinyanim work. And you know, how come Kinyanim work if it's Bal Karcha? The answer is Bal Karcha in some cases. So I'm not sure why. I don't want to make a big deal of this. He might be saying a fundamental Seidinim. There are two totally different processes of Gerushin. One through a Maisa Nesina, one through a Hakna'a. But he might not. He might just be saying it's through Hakna'a, but Gzeres HaKasav that Bal Karcha, she's Kona in one way, and there's no Gzeres HaKasav in other ways. So I'm going to leave that just as an open question. I wanted to point out. I didn't want to skip it. But I don't want to build on that Rav Chaim, and now I want to go on a little in the, if not in the Gemara, at least in Tosos. So I'm going to erase this board soon. And I want to at least learn one more Tosos very quickly. Says Tosos, Dilma Nesinas Gethu, turn to the Afkafam and Aleph. We might not have time to get the Chag Tochos today, which we're going to speed through next time. But Dilma Nesinas Gethu, Bechein says, what's Tosos' problem, Dilma Nesinas Gethu? Let's remember. Isurei Hana'a may or may not have a Hakna'a, may or may not have a Bailus, but for sure is not worth a Pruta. Everyone agrees it's not worth a Pruta. Even the funny Rav Yaakov quote in the Or Zoruah admits that it's not worth a Pruta. So we see that Nesina doesn't mean Shavar Pruta. His problem is that in other places, Nesina does mean Shavar Pruta. In what places does Nesina mean Shavar Pruta? In the case of Tashlume Truma, Aliva De Abba Shaul. Here it gets a little tricky because there are three types of words, Nesina, not three types of words, three cases of Nesina in the Chumash. Sometimes Nesina means mashahu, no shear at all. Sometimes Nesina means no shear at all. So when does Nesina mean no shear at all? 1 second. I didn't hear what you said.
Truma Gedola.
Exactly. L'chora. Exactly, l'chora. Sometimes Nesina is mashahu. When is it a mashahu? So, getin, right? Get is a mashahu. Kinyan Sudar is a mashahu. Right? We know Konin Bekli it has to be a kli the way we paskin. But alfi shein shem pruta, it doesn't have to have any shear. And nesinas truma in the first place, right? Nesinas truma in the first place. We know what's the rule, chita achas poteres kol akri, right? Oh, it says, Reishis begoncha tirosh chavi yitzarecha dat 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 titen lo. You have to be no saying the truma to the kohen, but nonetheless, it could be a mashahu. So, nesinas truma. But sometimes we find that nesina means shavapruta. When do we find that nesina means shavapruta? So they actually only bring one example, and it's only according to one Tana, but according to Abba Shaul, it's machlokes necham and Abba Shaul about eating truma. Azar. Azar is someone like me. If I eat truma, then I have to pay tashlumen. I have to pay, right, keren v'chomesh to the kohen. What's the shear of chiyuv? So Abba Shaul says only if I eat a shavar pruta worth. Why am I only chayiv for eating a shavar pruta worth? Because it says v'nasan l'kohen esak kodesh. So v'nasan means only shavar pruta, and since I only have to repay a shavar pruta, that means I'm only chayiv if I eat a shavar pruta. So here we'll call this tashlume truma, right? I'm not talking about giving the first time. Giving the first time is chita achas. Tashlume truma. Abba Shaul. There's also cases when nesina means a kezias. Where does nesina mean a kezias? That's tashlume truma l'fi chachamim. Chacham say only if you eat a kezias of truma I have to pay. And the Isser of Sicha Shemen Amishcha. That was last week's Parsha, Soch Shemel Amishcha on Zar, you're only Chayev for a Kazayas, and Lo Yitin, allow Lavona, putting Lavona on a Minchas Chote, right? It says, I think it says the word lo yitain by the minchas chote. There's actually two kinds of minachos. You're not allowed to put levona.
Hello, hi. Se beseder serakani yoshev. Nachon shezelo. Ani noel potayach noel yoshev lo mei yesh lanu shiur.
Minchas chote lo yitain la levona. One case minchas chote by yichra hey, you're not allowed to put levona on the minchas chote, and the other case is the minchas sota lo yiten olav levona. Okay, so you can't put on both of them. It says also I think Chaim, you need to mute yourself. Chaim, you need to mute yourself. Can I mute him? Yes, I can.
Okay.
Oh boy, I feel like a totalitarian dictator. Wow. I muted you, Chaim. You can unmute yourself if it's quiet.
The host is totalitarian.
So, here we have Tashlume Truma Lefi Chachamim, and we have Shemen Hamishcha, and we have Lavona. Okay, the question is, how do we navigate all these different cases? Maybe we don't have time to get to all these different cases, but how do we navigate these different cases? So most of the Rishonim assume that the rule is that Nesina is Bekolshu. Most Rishonim assume the rule is Bekolshu. Our Tosos assumes that, and the Tosos Rashi assumes that, and the Ramban and the Ritva assume that. Most Rishonim assume that the rule is a Kolshu. So here we have Rov Rishonim say that this is the rule. So why is Abba Shaul different? So Tosa says, because he learned from Me'ila. Chet from Me'ila. Me'ila Shavapruta, where it doesn't have the Lashon of Nesina, right? So Me'ila Shavapruta. So therefore we learn chet from Me'ila. The Tosos Rosh says, because it is Tashlumen. Tashlumen meaning not payment. Tashlumen meaning repayment. Right? So what do you have to say? That Toso says it's a gzeira shava from Me'ila. The Tosos Rush says that it is Tashlumin. The Ramban here says it's an Inyan of Mammon. That's different. It's an Inyan of Mammon. It's giving. It's something which is supposed to be worth money. What do you mean an Inyan of Mammon? Meaning it's supposed to be something where you're giving someone something worth money. Okay, that's a tricky getter. After all, get, I understand, is not an Inyan of Mammon. You're not supposed to be giving something worth money. How about Kinyan Sudar? Guess that's symbolic. Meaning the point is, Tashlumei Truma are not symbolic. They're actually giving someone something to use, as opposed to Kinyan Sudar, which is symbolic, and get, which is symbolic. Nesinas Truma is going to be a little tricky, according to the Ramban. Right, after all, that is also money. You're giving the coin something which he wants to use, which he can eat, you know, to support him. So we're going to have to figure that out, but let's just add, the Ritva says, he says it's Mammon plus Shinoi Lashon. Okay, it's an Inyan of Dina Mammonos, but even anything that has to do with giving someone money, giving someone something useful, would not necessarily automatically be Shavar Pruta. It's also a Shinoi Lashon. They could have said Shilem, and instead they said Nasan, and therefore that Shinoi Lashon teaches you that is B'Shavar Pruta. Okay, they also have explanations for all the things that are B'Kzayis, right? Shemen Mishka and Lavona, how do we know they're B'Kzayis? So Tosa says, because of a Shinoi Lashon. Right? Because it should have said Sach, and it says no saying. And by Lavona, it should have said some, and it says no saying. So Tosa says, because of a Shinoi Lashon.
The
shears
got over. He's still talking.
Yeah. Shears never over. Are you kidding? This is the shear that never ends. Right? What separates the men from the boys is whether you just smiled or grimaced. I'm not saying which way is which. Anyway, Tulsa says Shemana Mishka and Lavona is because of a Shinoi Lashon. How about Tashlumei Truma Lefi Chachamim? No one explains why that's B'Kzayis according to the Chachamim, but I think the answer is obvious. Because since you're paying because you did an aveira of eating, and eating is B'Kzayis, Mestamet, because it's learned from Achila. So Mestamet learned from Achila. No one says, but Mestama, it's learned from Achila. I assume that everyone would say, why do the Chachamim think that you only have to repay the truma if you eat a Kzayis, is because only if you do Maisa Achila, Maisa Achila is B'Kzayis. That's one opinion. However, there's one other opinion. There's one Deya in Tosos and Menachos. Tosos and Menachos says that it could be that the rule is Shavar Pruta. He's Mesopek. Is Abishal because Exer Shavar from Me'ila or because that's the rule? So he says maybe the rule is Shavar Pruta. Maybe the rule is Shavar Pruta. Or he says maybe the rule is a Kazayas according to Chachamim. He thinks maybe the rule is Shavar Pruta or Kazayas. So let's see what Tosos says. Tosos in Deya, in Tosos. Menachos says that the rule is Shavar Pruta Lefi Abba Shaul and Kazayas Lefi Chachamim. Okay, if so, then I understand this half of the board. According to Abishol, it's Shavar Pruta. And why is he going to say that Shemana Mishcha and Lavona are not Shavar Pruta? I guess we'll have to explain that. Maybe because it has nothing to do with Mammonos at all, or maybe because of Shinoi Lashon, and the Chachamim say everything's B'Kzayis. But now he has to explain these things. Why is Get B'Mashu, and why is Kinyan Sudar Mashu, and why isn't Sinas Truma Mashu? So he says get is because it says sefer mikol makom. He makes a drasha, sefer mikol makom, meaning any sefer no matter how big it is. Kinyan Sudar is because of Na'al. Mikol Makom. And Truma, he says, Sarich Iyun. Okay, what we're left with is then, what we're left with is that we can explain everything, more or less. Either say the rule is mashu and there's a special reason why everything is more than a mashu, or the rule is shavapruta lefiyab shalom kzaisa b'chachamim. Get can be mashu because it's safer mikol makom. Can yitzudu can be mashu because not will be kol makom. And nesina struma in the first place, it's sarachiyun. Tosas leaves sarachiyun doesn't answer it, if I recall correctly, according to this day in Menachos. So we have some question. You see how the one thing that ends up with a lot of question marks here is nesina struma in the first place. After all, according to Ramban, whatever's about giving someone something useful, what he calls mamon, if that's what he means, in fact, nesina struma should require shavapruta. And according to the Chacham, Nisina Truma should require a Kazayas or a Shavapruta. So the question is there any such Deya that actually says that? And with this, we will just end. Give me a minute. There is the famous, I would say even infamous, right? Where Kiva Eger here says the Golian Shas, I in Shabbos Daf Chof Heimad Beis, Tosu Dermaskal Titen Lo. What does it say in Shabbos Daf Chof Heimad Beis, Tosu Dermaskal Titen Lo? It says, Tosu says, it has nothing to do with anything. It's a totally different Indian. But Tosu says in Shabbos Chof Heimad Beis, he throws a bombshell. But a bombshell that we might expect by now based on Tosu Menachos. Vim Tomar, et cetera, et cetera. Im Kein Lo Lichtov Ella Titain, de'ein nesina pachas mishavapruta midichsev lo mashma lo v'lola oro. How do we know to darshan titain lo v'lola oro? The answer is because titain already means something useful, which is at least a shavapruta. And therefore, since it adds lo, we know it means titain lo v'lola oro. We're not getting titain lo v'lola oro, but this tosos is raps and igri. Everyone wonders at this tosos. How can it be? Tosos here is saying that titain of the original nesina truma, here we're not talking about tashlume truma. We're talking about the original. Reishis begancha tirosh chavisi tzarecha titen lo. That really, it needs to be a shavapruta? That is wild, right? But now we see that it's not crazy, right? Because we actually do have, 1 second. Just do this better. We actually do have a shita that would work with this, right? Sorry. What does Tosto say in Shabbos Chaf Hei Amud Bet? Lases Truma Shavapruta. Now we're in trouble. There actually is a shita out there that says Truma needs to be Shavapruta. But how can there be a shita out there that says you have to give Truma Shavapruta? After all, chita achas poteres es hakri. That's the question which I'm not going to leave you with. I'm going to take 2 minutes and answer it, so then we can go on next time. So here it's very strange. How can you say you need to give shavapruta? Whatever happened to chita achas poteres kol hakri? No one disagrees with the fact that chita achas poteres kol hakri, giving one grain, what, not a grain, one kernel of wheat, potters an entire farm. So the key to this is found in the Tosos Rid in Kiddushin. The Tosos Rid in Kiddushin goes even further. Here we had a Havin of Tosos, you need to do a Kazayas for Titen Lo. And Tosos in Shabbos says you need to do a Shavapruta. The Tosos Rid in Kiddushin goes even further and says even more than that. He says you actually need to give a whole meal's worth. A Dover Choshev. A Dover Choshev, which is a Chatzi Kav. Chatzi Kav is a Dover Choshev. I mean, I haven't worked out how many Kedaiks and Echilas Prasad is, but it's really a whole meal's worth. So, hold on a second. Here we have these weird shitas. Tosos in Shabbos says you need Shavapruta. The Ramban here might also hint at that. Tosos in Menachos wonders you might need Shavapruta or Kazayas. And the Tosos Rid in Kiddushin says you need Chatzi Kav. Ah, Bechita Achilas Teres Kolakri. So it's the answer. So the Tosos Rid gives the answer. He says, the Tzvei Dinim in Truma, to pater the Kri, to, meaning to matter the tevel and allow you to eat what's left, you can give a mashahu. A mashahu is matter the kri, but it's not makayim, the mitzvah of nesina. Says the Tosos Rid, there's two different dinim. There's mattering the tevel, and there's be makayim mitzvahs nesina. To be makayim mitzvahs nesina, you need chatzi kav lefi arid, and shavapruta lefi tosos and Shabbos, and maybe even k'zayis, according to one possibility, in Tosos and Menachos, according to the Chachamim. Right, so to be makayim mitzvahs nesina, you need to give a large amount. But to be matter the kri, you can do a mashahu. Why is that? So l'chora, the yesod is, and we won't get into it more now, maybe one day when we learn trumos, we'll get into it more. There's a famous shita, the Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and has a saga on Shoresh Ches of the Sefer HaMitzvos. Says the Ramban, when it comes to Chala and Truman, all the matanos, there's two different mitzvahs asay. There's a mitzvah hafrasha and a mitzvah nesina, and he finds in Pesukim a different pasuk of hafrasha and a different pasuk of nesina. Now, you put that Ramban together with this Tosfos Rid and this Tosfos Shabbos, and now it all makes sense. If there's two different mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of hafrasha. If you're mafresh and then you throw it in the garbage or you lose it, you're mekayim mitzvah hafrasha. If you not only are mafresh, but then you go and give it to the kohen, physically hand it over to him, you're mekayim mitzvah nesina. It's not so crazy to say there's two mitzvahs. There's two different things you do. First, you're mafresh. And then, and what does that do? It allows you to eat it. It's matzah the tevel, chita achas poteres kol kri. And then you're no saying the kohen. There are two steps. Okay, nowadays we often don't do the two steps because the kohen doesn't want it anyway because it's tamei. But theoretically, you know, there's an olive oil factory in the Galil where they're mafresh and they actually give the truma to the kohen because even though you can't eat truma when you're tamei, you can burn it in your Shabbos candles. And I personally at home, I give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. I do the mitzvah of Hafrasha's Maaser Rishon, even though the Olam is Mekel, and I do the mitzvah of Nesina to the Levi. So, said the Ramban, there's two different mitzvahs. Now it makes perfect sense. I know there's a minority Shita, but the minority Shita of Tosfos and Shabbos, and the Tzad and Tosfos of Menachos, and a hint in the Ramban, and a Mefurish Tosfos written Kiddushin, would all make sense based on the Yesod of the Ramban. The Ramban, you don't have to go there. You could say that they show to the Ramban, there's two mitzvahs, but they're both the same amount. They're both mashahu, right? But once you have two mitzvahs, it's not crazy to say the mitzvah afrush is the mashahu, and once you've done the mitzvah afrush, you can eat your tevel. But if you want to also be kind of this of the sina, then you better make sure to have a shavakruta, or maybe a kazayas, or maybe chatzikav, each according to their own sheets, as well as a shavakruta for now. Why would that be? I'll just end with one point, which is that yesh la'ayin harbe. What's the point of Hafrasha's Truma? On the one hand, you could say the point of Hafrasha's Truma is like Hafrasha's Meiser Ani, let's say. It's to support people who don't have money. The Kohanim don't have money, right? They don't farm. How do they live? They live off our Matnos Kahuna. So on the one hand, you could say the mitzvah of Truma is to support the Kohanim. On the other end, you could say, no, the mitzvah of Truma is not to support the Kohan, and the mitzvah of Truma is because Reishis Lashem. We always acknowledge that Hashem gave us our crops. We acknowledge Hashem gave us everything, and we always give the first of everything to Hashem. It's Reishis Lashem. It's acknowledging God, remembering who gave us what we have. But we can't feed it to God because God doesn't eat because we're monotheists and we don't think God has a mouth and needs our food. So after we give it to God, what do we do with it? Can't throw it in the garbage. That's disrespectful to God. So we give it to God, and he doesn't need to eat because he's a perfect, eternal, incorporeal being who doesn't eat. So he asks us to leave it with his shamus, and we give it to the Kohanim, as we say, Mishulchan Kavo Azachu. These are two ways of understanding Truma. Is Truma philosophically about supporting Kohanim, or is Truma philosophically about acknowledging Hashem? But the only way to give it to Hashem is to give it to the Kohanim, because that's the closest we can come, given that God doesn't eat. Rav Lichtenstein, one of his favorite things to say in the whole world was, other than to have Yerushalayim, was that Meiser is to support the Levium, but Truma is to acknowledge Hashem. Truma is to acknowledge Hashem. We give it to the Kohanim just symbolically, because like that's the closest we can get. Meiser is not to give to Hashem. Meiser is to support the Levium. That's why Meiser is a Shear and Truma doesn't. Okay, but I think, based on the Ramban and the Tosfos Rid, yeah.
So why did Chachamim make shiurim then afterwards?
That is a great question. According to Rav Lichtenstein, I'm not sure. Did they change the Lumdus Midrabanan, or did they just want people to take it seriously? It's a good question. maybe just so people take it seriously, but I'm not sure. But I want to say, based on Ramban and the Tosfos, no, there's Svei Dinim in Truma. There's two reasons we give Truma. Number one is to acknowledge Hashem, and number two is to support Kohanim. And that's the difference between the two mitzvot of say. The afrush is to acknowledge Hashem. Once we're in mafresh, chita achas, Hashem doesn't need a shear. You acknowledge Hashem symbolically. You couldn't give him enough. You give him the whole world that's not enough. So to acknowledge Hashem symbolically, you take one pita, now you can eat your kri. You've acknowledged Hashem and you're allowed to eat. But there's a different mitzvah of supporting Kohanim of titenlo. The mitzvah of supporting Kohanim, for that you have to give a shear, so that'll be something useful to the Kohanim. So I think that this Svei Dinim of the Ramban would explain the nafkamina of the shear of the Tosfos Rid and all these other Rishonim that we saw Glyph Mitzarch Ion or said or hinted at. And there could be a philosophically so behind it, because obviously if you ask acknowledging Hashem, you'd say a mashahu. How can you give an amount to Hashem? He's beyond amounts. And obviously if you say supporting Kohanim, there should be a shear. You want to give him something that'll be useful to him, that'll help him out, that'll improve his life. And that, then it would work very nicely to use the Tosfos Rid's defense of our Kasha and Tosfos and Shabbos, etc., based on Ramban. I think it would all work very nicely in terms of the Tamei and Mitzvos as well. Okay, we'll have to pick up with Tochos, Amir Tashem, on Monday. I will wish everyone a good Shabbos, and we should have Soros Tovos, Yeshuas, and Nechamos for us and for the Klal.
Rabbi Bednarz, did you see that I sent you a note that the third class in the natural morality, etc., was never posted?
I think we never had the third class because of this craziness.
Oh, okay.
So, had, I know, one, I said there would four. Be one. I said there would be one, but I'm not sure what's going to be, so I will keep you updated. But I haven't taught it. That's okay. A good excuse for them not posting it.
Okay, so you have 1, 2, and 4, just so you know.
Oh, what? Oh, no, then we're thinking about a different series. You know what? Yeah. Joel, can you just send me the link to the files you mean on Why You're Torah, and I'll investigate it? Because maybe we're talking about a different year.
Okay, I'll do it later today.
Okay, and I'll look into it later today.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else, questions, et cetera, please feel free.
Is Rav Asaf?
Yes.
Is there a way to get in to see this recording? Will it be on Why You're Torah, the video?
The video will not be on Why You're Torah, the audio will. I didn't think there was a point putting the video on Why You're Torah, so I only recorded the sound. You're not missing much with the video because all it is my head talking. The boards will be on Why You're Torah, and the audio will be on Why You're Torah.
The board will also be on Why You're Torah.
Yeah, the board will be on Why You're Torah. In Zoom, there's a separate button to save the board, so I'm good.
Ben Rush, it could be as well that the whole video is saved as well if you recorded it. It might have been recorded.
No, I checked the option for record only audio.
Okay.
Yeah, first of all, it makes the file bigger, and I don't see. First of all, I could probably stop recording now, and I don't see the need for to see my face at a 16-degree angle. The reason my face at an angle is because I'm trying to look at you. But if I look at you, then I'm not looking at the camera. Because the camera and the touch screen are on the same screen. So I have to put you on the other screen that doesn't have touch. So I can use the touch screen for the board, in which case you're on the screen without a camera. I know there are some people who only have one screen on their desk, but I don't understand how. So I apologize for the 16-degree angle. It's just trying to be as efficient as I can. Okay. Okay, Shkayach, everybody. I will see you, Mirtz Hashem, Monday.
Bezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Yeshikach.
Shalom.